Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and once again, welcome to Food for the Journey. Today is the Feast of Saint Mark, and I want to encourage you. You can go on our website, renewalministries.net, and there is a book in our bookstore, The Gospel of Mark, a series of meditations and study of the Gospel of Mark by Dr. Mary Healy. I would highly recommend that book to you. I think it would help you to understand the scriptures, not just the Gospel of Mark, but all the Gospels. It would help you to understand more fully as you read and study and pray through the scriptures. So encourage you to take a look on our website, renewalministries.net. No spaces, no capitals, just renewalministries.net, and then go to bookstore. I think you'll be, if you desire to purchase one, I think you'll be richly blessed. Who is Saint Mark? The evangelist Mark is believed to have been the John Mark of the Acts of the Apostles. There's a man by the name of John Mark that runs through the Acts, and that is believed to be actually the evangelist Mark. In his first letter, Peter sends greetings from himself and Mark, my son. Saint Irenaeus tells us that after Peter's martyrdom, Mark, the disciple and interpreter of Peter, transmitted to us in writing what Peter had preached. Perhaps directly reflecting Saint Peter's own homiletic style, Mark's gospel reads with the immediacy of an eyewitness account. The immediacy. He's telling what he's seen, what he's heard, what he's touched, what he's learned. It is rich with narrative detail. Mark is said to have gone to Alexandria, Egypt, after Peter's martyrdom. He is thought to have been martyred in Egypt, and he is that country's patron. A lot to think about, isn't it? When we go back and see the history of those who have gone before us, and we are called to pass on that faith. We're called to enter into the line of those who have gone before us and declare the truth to the age in which we live and the people that we work with and live among. Are we doing that? Are many ways to do it? Are we witnessing to the power of the gospel? Are we witnessing to what Jesus did for us upon that cross? Look at the cross every day and say, Jesus did this for me. Brothers and sisters, there's so much and so many ways in which God wants to use us. And so let's take a look at the readings for today and see what they tell us about what God is asking of us and what God wants to equip us for. First reading is taken from the first letter of Peter, chapter 5, verses 5 to 14. Beloved, clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another. Clothe yourselves in humility. Humility means that you're living out of the truth of who you are, the truth of who God is, the truth of the circumstances in which you find yourself. You walk in the truth. If you walk in the truth, you'll be humble. You won't be boasting. You won't be prideful. You won't be taking all kinds of credit to yourself. It doesn't mean you take no credit. If you've done something right and people thank you for it, be grateful. Blessed be God. But you need to live in the truth, the reality, not the reality we want to create, but what the reality is. Let's take a look at this first reading, first letter of St. Peter, chapter 5, verses 5 to 14. Beloved, clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another. For God opposes the proud, but bestows favor on the humble. God opposes the proud, but bestows favor on the humble. I'm repeating these verses right now because I want you to hear this. Clothe yourselves with humility. God opposes the proud, but bestows favor on the humble. So humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your worries upon him because he cares for you. Do you know that? He cares for you. Be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in faith, knowing that your brothers and sisters throughout the world undergo the same sufferings. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory through Christ Jesus, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you after you have suffered a little. To him be dominion forever. Amen. I write this, is Peter now, I write you this briefly through Silvanus, whom I consider a faithful brother, exhorting you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Remain firm in it. That is, grow in Christ. Draw near to Christ. Be fed by the Word. Be fed by the Eucharist. Draw near. Let the Word of God fill your heart, your mind, your spirit. It's a living word. And that's what Peter asks. The chosen one at Babylon sends you a greeting, as does Mark, my son. Greet one another with a loving kiss. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. Look at that tenderness. Mark, my son. Son spiritually. Sometimes that can be very real as well. Psalm 89, forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. The favors of the Lord I will sing forever. Through all generations my mouth shall proclaim your faithfulness. For you have said, my kindness is established forever. In heaven you have confirmed your faithfulness. The heavens proclaim your wonders, O Lord, and your faithfulness in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies can rank with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the sons of God? That's a humble statement. It's acknowledging who is the true authority, who has the true power. Live in humility. You'll be set free. Bless the people who know the joyful shout. In the light of your countenance, O Lord, they walk. At your name they rejoice all the day, and through your justice they are exalted. Rise up and proclaim him. Rise up and praise him. Rise up and thank him. Rise up and ask God for the grace to imitate him more and more and more until you actually grow in union with him. That's what God wants for you. His desires for us are way beyond our imagining. Pay attention. Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 15 to 20. Jesus appeared to the 11, and he said to them, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. This is Jesus. He's saying that to us, brothers and sisters, to the first disciples, yes, primarily. But that word is being given to us. Each of us has a call as a Christian, as a Catholic. Each of us has a call to do exactly what Jesus asked for. Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Take your part of the world. You don't have to go around the world. If you have the opportunity, do it. But take your part of the world and make sure that the truth is preached. How do we do that? How do we do that? Well, we pray first. We take time to pray. We take time to seek God. God, how could I advance the kingdom in the town in which I live? How can I advance the kingdom in my birthplace or in my workplace? How can I advance the kingdom by my thoughts, my words, my actions? Just do it in your own area and it will spread. Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Jesus was giving them so many gifts to get them started. But brothers and sisters, he has gifts for us too. You can ask God for certain gifts, but the better way is to say, Lord, what is your will for me? How do you want me to advance your kingdom? How do you want me to show how much you are to be loved? How do you want to use me? And see what gifts God gives you. And then thank him with all your heart when you begin to see those gifts working in you. But you got to do it according to him and his timetable. Got to submit. I know we don't like that word, but we do need to submit to the Lord. To say, Lord, your will be done. Lord, here's my plan for the day. Will you bless it? And if it's not your will, change it. Do you give yourself over to God? Do you allow God to work through you? Do you believe that God knows your name? Do you believe that he sees you right where you are right now as you listen to this program? Give yourself to him. The signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. I'm repeating that for a reason. That's what God wants to give those who follow him. Now, he gives different gifts to different people. We don't all get all the gifts. Because we're part of the body, we need to rely on one another because it is the body of Christ. But he does give his gifts. But he needs to see in us a willingness to give ourselves over to his plan, his direction. Doesn't mean you don't use your mind, you don't use your will, but that it be placed securely into the hands of God because you want to do God's will. Not your own. We're selfish. We want our own will. Don't go in that direction. Then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth. So Jesus ascends into heaven. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. Brothers and sisters, do you think that the world is less in need of the gospel than it was at the beginning? It's even more in need than at the beginning. Because we have the truth before us, and many, many people have rejected him. So for the sake of the church, for the sake of the world, open your heart to God and say, Lord, use me according to your will for the glory of your name and for the salvation of many. Pray that every day. God bless you. To order my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, call 1-800-282-4789 or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ, where you can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.